You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Roy just found this article from Rob Parker. Football Hall of Famers to boycott if they're not compensated. A stern letter with support from most of the 180 living members of the Hall of Fame was sent to Roger Goodell, where they want to be compensated with money and health insurance. So they're planning to boycott, according to this, the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony next year if the NFL, the Players Union, and the people who run the hall do not compensate them with both money and health insurance. So there's a letter of this that was obtained by Rob Parker, and that apparently has been sent to Roger Goodell that they'll try to go ahead and take a stance, make a stand on it.
Interesting.
Eric Dickerson on this, Marcus Allen, Derek Brooks, Earl Campbell, Richard Dent, Marshall Faulk, Ronnie Lott, Curtis Martin, Joe Namath, Jerry Rice, Deion Sanders, Bruce Smith, Lawrence Taylor, Kurt Warner. I'm surprised. Health insurance and an annual salary for all Hall of Famers that includes a share of league revenue. We're writing to demand two things. So
I'll bite on the health insurance.
No duh.
Yeah.
I'll bite on that one.
Yeah.
That's fine. Why would you deserve a share of the league revenue every year?
Yeah.
A salary.
Yeah.
You had salary for being a retiree? Like that's what a 401k is. That's what your retirement is. So your pension is.
Yeah.
They already have one of those.
And it's a weird thing to be negotiating, because if they then, I mean, if the NFL bends to this at all, it's got to somehow be included into the CBA, right? Those can't be two separate agreements, one with former NFL players and Hall of Fame alumni and another with players that are currently active.
Yeah, you shouldn't get a salary just because you're in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
That's what happens when you go to card shows and stuff and you do autograph signings. You get to put what they do is they sign it and then they'll write HOF and then the year they were inducted. And then that little stamp they put on it, it's a signature stamp, that adds value to the autograph. So instead of charging $100 for the autograph, a Hall of Famer now charges $125 or $150, whatever it may be. That stamp allows you to do that.
All right, so Stephen Jones was on with the G-Bag Nation yesterday, and they asked him about the threat of Dak running and using those legs.
You can't just consistently serve your quarterback up as a runner. I think that ultimately takes its toll. I certainly have seen it with Cam when, he ultimately takes some big hits. Then, it takes an effect on him, and they miss plays. Miss time if you, if they keep running out there. So I think you do it, and hopefully it's very effective and efficient when you do it. But I do think, I can't necessarily see our plan being run back 8 to 10 times a game. I think you use it to help you set everything else up.
How many times now? Don't give me the stereotypical, easy response. Well, it depends on game situation, yeah. And, there is no magic number. I get that. But, just for argument's sake, how many times would you like to see Dak Prescott either using read option or running to gain yards? He had 7 for 45 against the Giants on Sunday night. Now, I went and looked at his runs last year where I didn't feel like they were as designed. He was kind of scrambling when nothing was there. He ran 3 or 4 times a game last year, but it wasn't really designed. If memory serves me correct, there could be stats out there proving otherwise. Against us in week 1, Cam ran 13 times for 58 yards. I certainly agree that I don't want Dak Prescott, I don't really want him running it 13 times a game. He's not the absolute tank that Cam Newton is, and Cam Newton does take punishment. But Russell Wilson last year, about 7 times a game. They'll do some read option. Mariota, Roy, that's your favorite AFC team. I looked up his numbers about 3 or 4 times last year. I don't know whether that's scrambling or read option stuff. But I would like to see, Steven said, I don't like it 8 to 10 times. I'd like to see about 7. I'd like to see at least what we saw the other night. Unless you're going to convince me that Dak Prescott is going to beat you from the pocket, which you're not going to be able to convince me of right now. So what's your answer to the Dak running debate.
I look at Dak the way I look at Russell. Six game-ish, you know, sometimes two, sometimes 10. You do what the game calls for. And the game doesn't call for you to run because you're doing other things well or because it's out of hand or whatever. Then, you know, you pull off that. But it should be a normal part of their offense. Even, you know, even Trubisky last night was using his feet well. Sometimes he made bad reads. Remember that one time he should have gone inside, went outside. Got him stopped. There was another time that he had, he picked up 17 yards on a big third down. So I think that there are times that you absolutely have to do it. I would much rather it be designed. And then sometimes when he has to roll out, that's safer, clearly, because he can get to the sideline. Russell does this so well. Russell gets flushed out of the pocket. He'll scamper for 6 or 10, and he'll get right out to the sideline, and he won't get touched.
Yes. Fish brought up RG3 to us earlier. It's almost, I get it, but it's almost an insulting comparison because RG3 is the dumbest running quarterback I've seen in my entire life. And I watched all of his games his rookie season. He never learned a slide. Whether he was too arrogant, he didn't realize he weighed 120 pounds. But Russell Wilson is maybe the best I've ever seen at sliding and getting down. RG3 was the worst. And I think Dak has the head on his shoulders. He makes smart decisions on when to get down. So I'm not as worried about him getting hurt.
The number I would like to see is around 6 that Choppy mentioned. Now, there are some interesting numbers that correlate with Dak Prescott's success in 3 years, all right? This would probably surprise you. When Dak Prescott runs the ball 6 or more times in a game, the Cowboys are 7-1. When Dak Prescott runs the ball 4 times or more in a game, they're 15-4. I don't know how much those numbers exactly correlate because obviously his first year was incredible and he blew the league away. But you also have to remember his first year, he ran the ball 57 times. Yeah. Last year, he only ran it about 37. So there was a number of times they could have ran the ball a little bit more last season, and you felt like they could have. I would like that number to be 5-6. Between 5-6, give me at least 2 designed, and then...
Oh, at least 2.
At least 2. Yeah, go more. Maybe do whatever you want.
I'd say
you know?
Give me at least 2 designed. And again, that design can come within the RPO, so it can be the option of the run that Dak takes upon himself. But I'd like to see them utilize his legs a little bit more, and I think most Cowboys fans would like to see that. And through 2 games, they've done that. He's run it 12 times. That's a pretty fair amount.
The other night, my biggest complaint was he had 7 attempts. He should have had at least 9. There should have been 1 in the second, 1 in the third. When they went stagnant, the offense disappeared until midway through the fourth quarter. So I would have liked to, in that situation, the way that game was going, to have at least 2 more, at least.
Yeah, and it's about, look, though that one extra first down you pick up could be a game changer.
Yeah.
We talked about this, yesterday. The 2 third down penalties that they got on that would have converted both times. You know, yeah, they were still 75 yards away from the end zone. You never know what happens after that. You break away one, you get a penalty, you move forward, you keep going, you keep burning clock, get a field goal, get a touchdown, whatever. Defenses get worn out the more times, the more plays on every series you have. So any first down that you can get picking up your legs doesn't mean that, well, it's just 10 more yards. You don't know that it's just 10 more yards. You don't know what's going to happen after that.
All right, I want to play this real quick before trending and then Jerry, because everyone's writing an article about this, that Steven, did he leave the door open for Dez Bryant's return with G-Bag?
Don't necessarily see that at this moment, but like I said, we're always looking for ways to improve and obviously focused on the guys that are on our team at the moment. But we're always, if we think there's a better situation out there, then, we're always looking to improve the bottom part of your roster.
Okay. No progress. Yeah, I'm used to the door being shut on that question throughout this entire offseason. So
I felt like it kind of was, though, when he said you're always interested in churning the bottom of your roster.
Oh.
Is that how they would consider Dez Bryant and Dez Bryant would consider himself? I mean, maybe he would, but yeah, I still take that as them being kind about Dez Bryant. Obviously, he was in the suite with Jerry, so they're still family friends.
Yeah.
But not wanting to destroy him going elsewhere.
Maybe we asked Jerry, but was there Josh Gordon discussions? And why not if there wasn't?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.